Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. It's finally here. It's Election Day. NPR's Ayesha Roscoe says both President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are predicting victory.
Biden spent the last days of the campaign barnstorming the critical state of Pennsylvania, including an appearance with pop star Lady Gaga in Pittsburgh. Biden's running mate Kamala Harris told reporters Biden will win decisively. Trump's campaign, meanwhile, is also arguing that he's in a good position to win re-election. Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien says he believes that Trump has the momentum and that his supporters will pull him over the finish line by turning out on Election Day. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
The acting chief of the Department of Homeland Security says there continue to be threats against U.S. election infrastructure, but Chad Wolf says there's no evidence that any foreign actor has succeeded in compromising votes cast in the U.S. election. Wolf reminded Americans to be patient as they wait for election returns to come in.
Our partners at the state and local level are working around the clock to make sure that each vote is counted properly, but it is important to recognize that this process may require time.
The nonprofit U.S. Elections Project says about 100 million Americans voted early before Election Day. The number of early votes make up about 72% of all the votes that were cast in the 2016 election. One crucial group, Americans aged 30 and younger, are often an unreliable voting bloc, but they are showing up in droves at the polls and may set records for their age cohort this year. A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration policy that makes it harder for immigrants to get green cards if they're considered likely to use public benefits. NPR's Joel Rose reports it's the latest turn in a back-and-forth legal battle over the public charge rule.
On the eve of the election, a federal judge in Illinois is blocking one of President Trump's key immigration policies. The administration said it was enforcing a long-standing policy that immigrants should be self-sufficient and not become a so-called public charge. But critics argued the administration is defining that term more broadly than Congress intended, in effect creating a backdoor wealth test for immigrants. The legal battle went all the way up to the Supreme Court, which allowed the rule to take effect while litigation played out. Now, a lower court has reached a final decision, vacating the public charge rule, at least for now. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eta is right off the coast of Nicaragua, just about to make landfall. Its top sustained winds are 145 miles per hour. The extremely dangerous hurricane is bringing life-threatening storm surge, fierce winds, landslides, and flash flooding to Central America. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 625 points, or more than 2%. The Nasdaq is up 232 points, also up more than 2%. This is NPR. Officials in Austria say at least five people have been killed in a terrorist attack in the capital, Vienna. More than a dozen other people have been wounded, some critically. Austrian officials say one gunman was killed in the attack. People in the capital have been told to stay home. Austrian officials say they have identified the gunman as a person previously convicted of terrorism charges. In India, a Hindu temple in the ancestral village of the mother of Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris is holding prayers for her election victory. Sushmita Pathak has more from Mumbai.
At a Hindu temple in the southern Indian village of Tulasendrapuram, people prayed with folded hands for Kamala Harris as bells clanged in the background and priests chanted in Sanskrit. This small Indian village is where Harris's maternal ancestors are from. Banners with Harris's photo, wishing her luck at the polls, have cropped up all over town. But the Democratic nominee for vice president isn't the only candidate Indians are praying for. In the capital, New Delhi, a fringe group called the Hindu Sena or Hindu Army lit a holy fire to pray for President Trump's re-election. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
In the West African nation of Ivory Coast, election officials say incumbent President Alassane Ouattara has won a third term in office, but two of his main opponents boycotted the Ivorian election, and opposition groups say that they will not recognize Ouattara's victory. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.